Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you've ever tried to sleep with insect pests biting and buzzing around you, you know that restful sleep can be hard to come by. Melissa Gibbs, associate professor of biology at Stetson University, explains how an invasive pest is depriving Florida's manatees of the rest they need.
Imagine a night when you most need a deep, restful sleep, but instead spend hours swatting at mosquitoes buzzing around your head. In the morning, you wake up feeling hungry, stressed, and sleep-deprived. That's been the reality for the endangered Florida manatee since armored catfish became a prominent invasive species in Florida waters. Lorikeriid catfish are native to the Amazon basin and arrived in the U.S. via the aquarium trade about 50 years ago. They've only become a real pest over the past decade as they burrowed into riverbanks to nest, consumed large quantities of algae, and swarmed manatees trying to rest in spring runs. My students and I have been studying the effects of these catfish on the Volusia Blue Spring manatee population. Manatees feed in the adjoining St. John's River, but during the winter, cold river water can literally chill manatees to death. Blue Spring is used as a thermal refuge from the river, but the lack of manatee food in the spring means manatees must balance the need to feed in the river with the need to warm up and conserve energy in the spring. Unfortunately, catfish in the spring use their sucker mouths to attach to and graze algae from the manatee's skin. So instead of rest, manatees expend precious energy trying to dislodge the catfish. Just as you or I would swat at a pesky mosquito, the manatee twitches and flips to throw off the harassing catfish. Manatees are already stressed by human activity, pollution, and cold temperatures. And since stressors have multiplicative effects, we think harassment by catfish could have significant negative effects on the manatee's health. We continue our research into basic catfish biology in the hopes that our data will help resource managers minimize the impacts catfish are having on Florida ecosystems and a beloved endangered species.
That was Melissa Gibbs of Stetson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.